Earlier this month, workers at Anodyne Coffee Roasting Company voted unanimously to unionize. But last week, its parent company, Fairwave, challenged the election results. A hearing is scheduled for later this month, which will determine whether the union vote will stand or another election will be held. Lake Effect's Sam Woods reports on why Fairwave challenged the election results and what comes next.
2 weeks ago, Sid Vineyard was feeling good. Vineyard is a coffee lead at Anodyne, a popular coffee chain in Milwaukee, and at this point, they had spent several months organizing the workplace behind the scenes to unionize. Workers cited a string of firings, a 20% cut in starting pay, and a lack of local control as reasons for unionization. And when election day finally came and went, the votes were in.
It was unanimous. Not a single person voted no, which is unreal.
Anodyne workers voted 37-0 to form a union. The vote, seemingly, was decisive. But Fairwave, a Kansas City-based coffee conglomerate that owns Anodyne and brands across the United States, challenged the results of the election. According to documents from the National Labor Relations Board, or NLRB, the challenge alleges that supervisors unlawfully encouraged the union and union representatives surveilled and, quote, attempted to intimidate a Fairwave employee. Fairwave did not respond to a request for comment on this challenge and declined an interview about workers' concerns leading up to the election. In response to allegations of intimidation, Matt Brunig, a lawyer representing Anodyne workers, is still looking for answers.
I'm being fully straightforward with you when I say I am yet to figure out what they're talking about.
Regarding supervisors unlawfully encouraging the union, the complaint rests on the definition of what a statutory supervisor is. The word statutory is important here because it implies that the employees named have supervisory authority, whether their job title has supervisor in the name or not. To determine this, the NLRB will look at whether the employees in question are able to unilaterally do things like hire, fire, and promote employees. If they can, they are likely ineligible for union participation.
What they look at is not, what does your job description say? What does your title say? What does any of that say? They look at, do you actually, in fact, possess this authority and actually, in fact, exercise this authority? Because obviously, if we start allowing people to establish supervisory status by putting special words in job descriptions, employers will start putting those words in all sorts of job descriptions where people are not supervisors.
The challenge names five employees that Fairwave believes carry supervisory authority. Because these employees allegedly participated in the election and encouraged union activity, Fairwave is asking for the entire election to be thrown out. A hearing next week will determine whether Fairwave gets its wish. But how often does every single employee vote in favor of a union? Well, of the 443 NLRB elections held between January and April this year, only seven cases involved over 20 employees and were unanimous in favor of unionization, about 1.5% of total cases. So will this unanimous result be overturned? It's possible, but Dr. John Haywood, a labor economist and professor at UW-Milwaukee, explains that Fairwave may have ulterior motives for challenging the election result.
Often the purpose of the objections is to slow down the process of eventually reaching a contract and eventually perhaps hoping that this composition of the workforce will change and that new elections may not favor the union or that, as mentioned, that first contract won't be reached in a timely fashion.
Brunig says he's seen this before at other coffee shops nationwide.
This has happened actually with many Starbucks locations. Now, I don't think they've won any decertifications, but they've run that playbook. You know, Starbucks has not reached any collective agreements with any of its units, any of its stores, and there have been a number of decertification petitions submitted. So it's a standard playbook, if you will.
Colectivo, another locally popular coffee shop chain, went through a similar process in recent years. After workers voted in favor of the union in 2021, Colectivo initially challenged the results, but eventually reached an agreement with workers 2 years after the election. Sid Vineyard, the coffee lead and union organizer at Anodyne, had Colectivo's experience in mind since the beginning.
We had some of our initial meetings when we first started forming this union, and it was just very few members. I think there was some initial trepidation because a lot of people were familiar with how it went for Colectivo, and unfortunately, like, those workers were put through a lot and really demoralized, and they did not deserve that.
But through all this, Vineyard says Anodyne workers are keeping their attention on the end goal.
True victory will come when we get that first contract secured. But to say that we've made it this far is, I mean, I think we can go all the way. I mean, I know we will.
Sam Woods, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.